This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots to discuss, folks. We got McAuliffe making a comment on Joe Biden. Keith Ellison made some really strange comments that we'll get into, hopefully, this hour. I'm going to try to get to all of this stuff. Black women and the black vote and who Biden should pick as a running mate, as if it matters. Glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it. It's Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. We need a little jingle for that. Oh, boy. So I was talking earlier, and I mentioned that the Democrats have to get, you know, the genie's gotten out of the bottle and got a little overweight and can't get back into the bottle. And how do you sanitize a situation where you've tried to overthrow the president? And it got me that the reason why it came up was I was at a restaurant and people were everywhere you go. They're sanitizing, right? They want you to feel like it's all. I don't even know who's making all these so-called CDC-approved sanitizing cleansers and stuff like that, but they're getting over because you know the price gouging is crazy because it's got to be CDC-approved or WHO-approved or some, you know, get the good housekeeping seal or something like that. And that got me thinking about the sanitizing that the Democrats have to do, and the idea that what these cleaners will say is it gets 99.9% of the germs, but it won't. None of them say kills 100% of the germs because they got to leave a little wiggle room. Well, that wiggle room is the problem. That wiggle room is what's going to get the Democrats in trouble. But going back to what led me to all of this was a lady sent me this thing, and she says, "Do you really believe that these people are getting stuff clean? Are you falling for this?" And I told you we're going to be talking about masks and this whole idea of cleaning, this whole idea around the Wu flu and the cleaning of it, and can we go back to schools, and when can we go back to normal, and all this other stuff, and what's going to make it go back to normal are lawsuits. But this lady sends me this, and she says, after shopping at the local grocery store, do we leave the mask on once we leave? Or does the virus just stay in stores? If we leave it on, then for how long? How many miles can I drive before it's safe to remove the mask? Because here's the idea behind that. You're in this store. It's full of germs. Even though they've sprayed and all that, right? It's still full of germs because if it weren't, why you would need the mask. So you go on with your mask and you're breathing all this stuff in. Maybe you've got some germs that you're putting out in other people. But anyway, you leave and you've breathed in all this nasty air. No matter how well they try to clean it, they can't get it all. And the lady's just asking a simple question. When do I take the mask off? How far do I drive before it's safe? And the joke of it, and she knows it because she's writing this thing, and you can tell in a bit of a snarky fashion, is it's never going to be safe. How long can I drive before I remove the mask? And then she says, what about my fingers, arms, legs, head, neck, and toes? Should I disinfect them before or after I remove my mask? After all, aren't they exposed at the same time? See, this is me arguing in court. You can imagine, I go into the store, I fall down, oh, Lord, y'all made me wear a mask. And then I'm going to argue before a judge, what about all the other parts of my body? All these stores that are getting me infected because they claim that if I wear the mask, I'm good to go. But it must have gotten on my clothes and gotten me sick elsewhere. So that's what she's asking. Then she says, what about my, if I touch my mask, do I have to sanitize my hands? Because unless you're wearing gloves when you take your mask on and off, aren't you indeed transferring the disease, the dreaded Chinese Wu flu, to your hands? She says, now that I've contaminated my hand sanitizer bottle, if I am going to do that, what do I do with the bottle? How do I handle that? Then she says, when we arrive home from the grocery store, or the grocery store, do we disinfect the goods and bags before we bring them inside or after? And do I put my mask back on? Because you are now in the presence of contaminated goods. And then she says, once we're inside and we've removed the contamination from my vehicle, then do I go back outside and essentially cleanse my vehicle of the dreaded Chinese Wu flu? I'm just walking you through this because this is the insanity of this whole situation. I hate these commercials. We're a carpet installing service, and we install your carpet cleaner than any other carpet cleaner. Frankly, I don't care. I just want to know, can I get good quality carpet with good padding installed at a good price with a warranty? That's all I care about. I don't care if you wear a mask. I don't care if you spray down your carpet samples. I'm a big boy. She goes on, do we need to disinfect our countertops, pantries, refrigerator, entire kitchen, the dogs, they always sniff the bags, doors we touch, the garage, driveway, and street? And hey, why not? Because essentially cities are going to be coming around. Somebody will follow you home to make sure you follow all the sanitation procedures. Lest you skip one and somebody get the dreaded Chinese Wu flu that apparently everybody gets and nobody dies from. Oh boy. Oh boy. She says, what about all the foods and the goods we purchase? Do we need to disinfect all these items as well? After all, they were in the grocery store exposed to all these nasty leftist viruses. I completely agree. I was thinking about this the other day. You go into the grocery store. Do you find yourself doing this where you go, okay, I'm going to go straight for the tomato I think I want? Because in the old days, you'd pick them up and you'd go, no, it's too soft. It's too ripe. No, it's too hard. It needs to sit longer. This one, do you find yourself going directly to that one or the jalapeno or whatever? You know, it's funny to watch people when I don't wear a mask and they will avoid me like, you know, like I'm a black man. In the 1950s, they will avoid me because I'm not wearing my mask, because they wear their mask and they wait 8 feet away as I'm looking at an onion. It cracks me up. We've already been fooled into going into some new mode. Naturally, she says, what about my clothes, the clothes I wore to the store? Is disinfecting them okay? Do I disinfect them in the grocery store parking lot or in my garage? What about my eyes? Are there special eye drops I need to take? Where do I get those? After consuming the goods from the store, do I need a biohazard bag for waste, both trash and poop? Is the juice and milk I bought safe to drink, or should I disinfect it first? Is there a special shampoo to disinfect my hair, my meds? What about my meds? Safe to orally consume? I could go on, but I think you get the point. Crazy times out there, folks. It's never going to be safe for you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
People say all the time, oh, we got to get the vice president out of the basement. He's fine in the basement. Two people see him a day, his two body people. That's that. And let Trump keep doing what Trump's doing. It's hard for the vice president to break through. You've got the COVID crisis. He's not a governor, doesn't have a National Guard. He's not the president, doesn't have the briefing room. He needs to come out strategically when he says something like he did on race relations 2 days ago. It needs to have a big impact, thoughtful, and that's what we're preferring that he actually do at the time. He's doing a lot of local. He's talking to 2-3 governors a day. He's doing roundtables, Zoom calls. He's doing with local officials. And a lot of it's being done in those six battleground states that we have going forward.
That was former governor of Virginia, former head of the DNC, Terry McAuliffe, giving great advice to Joe Biden to stay in the basement. Stay hidden. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Do not come out, Joe. Don't do it. Go against the advice of all the people out there, because you know what, Joe? When you come out, things happen. And they're not good for the party. So here's what I want you to understand, Terry McAuliffe,
former governor of Virginia, leader of the DNC, a guy who himself would want to be president, and he's saying to Joe Biden, hey, listen, you need to just limit who you see on a daily basis, because that's what the president does, right? The president limits himself on who he sees, and he called them a couple of body people. I don't know, what's a body person? Is that somebody that comes in and says, are you okay? How you doing, Joe? You need any meds? How's that dementia coming along? The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Two people. And he says, let Trump keep doing what he's doing. It's hard for the VP to break through. So if he can't break through because he has no message, keep him in the dark. Keep him in the closet. Isn't that a Michael Jackson song, Keep It in the Closet? Something like that. Something about you, Biden, makes me want to get after you. It's something like that. Keep it in the closet. But that's what they want with Biden. They want you to believe, America, that the best way for a leader to lead is to stay out of the public eye. To me, look, I'm just breaking it down into its most simplest point. If you don't want a leader out there, well, he's not ready for this. He can't break through. He's not a governor. That's what he says. He's not a governor. He's never led anything. We're dealing with a COVID crisis. He can't bring in the military. So what could he possibly do? Well, he could offer opinions on what he might do in the term. He's done that. And that's why, keep him in the closet. Gotta keep him in the closet. Oh, but he did come out and he spoke on race relations, because Joe Biden is an unbelievable, he's the Pied Piper of race relations. The guy who hangs out with segregationists says they're good people. You think, here's Donald Trump saying there are good people on both sides of the issue, but I'm not dealing with these radical guys. And Joe Biden says there are good people on the other side of the aisle in this segregationist issue. And oh, by the way, they're my good friends. But Trump's the racist, right? Joe Biden. Have you guys seen the clip of Joe Biden talking about black folks freely using the word, and I'll just clean it up for you, Negro? I think they said he said it 8 times, but he didn't say Negro. He said the N-word. Because he was making a point. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had actual footage of him saying the N-word, even in the context of making a point? What do you think they would be saying about him? But for Joe, they say, well, it's hard for him to break through. Look, let me just explain to you, people. This is Terry McAuliffe telling you. If we let Joe Biden out, we lose. By the way, if they keep Joe Biden in, they're going to lose, too. Don't lose heart. There's no strategy here that works for him. He's telling you all the problems of Joe Biden. He's not a governor. Hey, that's Democrats speak for. He doesn't know how to lead. He can't handle a budget. He can't handle budget issues. He can't handle real problem solving. Why? Because Joe's been on every side of every issue. When he was wrong, he was right. When he was right, he was wrong. Because Joe is just going to say, well, I voted for this and I did that and this is the way that played and that. But one thing he can come out and talk about, what they want him to come out and talk about, is race relations. And I love how McAuliffe put this. He's doing a lot of local, talking to 2 or 3 governors a day, but mainly local officials and in battleground states. Because, guys, that's the strategy that's going to win. Joe Biden hiding out in a basement, sequestered because of his team, not because of him. Joe wants out. He doesn't understand why they won't let him out. I mean, this is the dude suffering dementia going, look, I don't understand what you people, you don't want me to speak? I'm supposed to get out there and talk. Joe, hey, listen, stay here. What's the deal? I don't understand it. So when he finally gets a chance to break out, all that pent-up stuff comes out. There's a reason why you don't see when Joe, they tell you, he's gone local. There's a reason for that. Let me put it to you another way, okay? What president goes local? When you're talking about Black Lives Matter, police dying, the economy, and the stock market, bringing in a global pandemic, bringing manufacturing back for critical industries, etc., how many people go local? as a strategy. Let's not go national. And look, I get that. Oh, he's only going to focus on the battleground states because he doesn't need to worry about the majority of these other states. We've got this. Fine. See, I know how to read between the lines, and I'm trying to tell you guys, what McAuliffe said is Joe Biden and the Democratic Party are in trouble. If we let our message get out, we lose. When we try to keep our message in, that's the best way for us to win. Well, let me ask you this. What are people going to be at? What are the people that consider themselves the deal breakers, the 20% of America who says we're going to go one way or the other? What do they say when they suspect that your candidate has dementia, because he does, doesn't have a good grip on policy, foreign or domestic, seems to be on the wrong side of every issue. He's joining with racist terrorists, Black Lives Matter. He doesn't support cops, wants to defund them. The controversy now is, I didn't say defund them, but I don't like them. Okay, so rationalize that. I'm not telling you to defund them, but I really don't like them. And Donald Trump says, not only do I like the cops, I want their funds to stay, and I'm going to back them. Now, you can go, oh, Kevin, that's not going to matter. There is an anti-cop sentiment out there. Let me tell you something. Don't you believe the hype. The majority of blacks don't have an anti-cop sentiment. So certainly the majority of America doesn't. Oh, yeah, Antifa, little precious snowflake white kids are out there marching on behalf of Black Lives Matter and destroying a few things in Portland and Seattle. And the media blows it up, gives it a megaphone that could reach Siberia. And you think, oh my gosh, this is America. No, it's not America. The America we know sees through these ruses, and the bigger part of the iceberg is under the water.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon is reporting ongoing progress against ISIS in Iraq and Syria.
Building on the successes of our predecessors and firmly linked with our Iraqi and Syria partners, we are keeping constant pressure on Daesh to ensure their lasting defeat.
Briefing reporters from Baghdad, Air Force Major General Kenneth Ekman referring to ISIS as Daesh. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway has a message for those not wearing a mask.
Listen, folks, it costs nothing. It takes 2 seconds, and you'll get your liberties back sooner if you wear your mask.
Conway speaking there on Fox News. That comes as Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis says last call for alcohol in restaurants will be temporarily now at 10 o'clock p.m., citing data that younger people are continuing to spread COVID-19 in the state. You're listening to USA Radio News. A pair of Democratic senators are requesting an ethics probe after Ivanka Trump appeared to endorse the minority-owned business Goya Foods. Delaware Senator Tom Carper and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren sent a letter to the Office of Government Ethics inquiring about possible disciplinary action for Ivanka Trump, who serves as senior advisor in the White House. The president's daughter facing criticism after posting a photo last week of herself holding a can of Goya black beans. Tropical Storm Gonzalo is now forecast to become the first hurricane of the 2020 season by early Thursday morning. Meanwhile, folks in Eau Claire, Wisconsin are cleaning up after a tornado ripped through the area. Now, as that storm moves east, folks on the East Coast are now on high alert. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Severe thunderstorms are threatening over 50 million Americans across the Northeast today. Tornadoes are also in the forecast from West Virginia to Massachusetts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tiffany, Vice President Biden has committed to a female vice presidential pick, and there are several front runners being talked about. Senator Kamala Harris, Representative Val Demings, Susan Rice, just to name a few. Now, you and I are friends, and we did write a Washington Post op-ed together that went viral about why we believe that the vice president must choose a black woman. What should he be considering when making his vice presidential pick?
So, Sonny, I don't know if you're a spades player, but I'm a serious spades player. And in the game of spades, we say play to win. And so I want Joe Biden to play to win. And when you look at this voting base, who are the people who resurrected your campaign? Who are the people who are going to be excited to vote for you? As black women, we don't just organize ourselves. We organize community. And so I think as he's going through potential running mates, he has an embarrassment of riches from the four corners of this country of women leaders who are already out leading basic, average, and sometimes below average Republican white men. And so you have a mayor like Keisha Lance Bottoms. You have the mayor of Charlotte. You have the mayor in New Orleans. And so not that they're on the short list for VP pick, but the point is there is a bottomless bucket of qualified individuals. And so when it comes to if we weren't in these COVID times, who can turn out and fill up arenas with millions of people excited to vote for him? Again, people are looking to be excited, and a vote against Donald Trump is not necessarily a vote for Joe Biden. And I think he has to give some people something to latch onto, and I don't know that the biggest appeal he can make is going to be his vice presidential pick, and I don't know that people have that same excitement. And so he has to consider someone who can run with him. Obviously, he'll make history as the oldest person entering the White House at 78. So this is going to have to be a younger person. We have to be honest; he's likely a one-term president. And so, in considering all of those things, I hope that he considers who disproportionately supports his base. And I, you know, just say that he has to take care of the people who invited him on our side of the block before inviting in the shady neighborhood watch to the cookout. Appeal to me. Dance with the ones who brung you. And so I hope he considers that as he considers his VP pick.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That is a lot to digest, isn't it? Wow. So that was a Tiffany somebody, and she's friends with Sonny Hoskins of The View. And that was her answering the question of, you know, the vice president, and as Sonny Hoskins says, we wrote a thing and we both said that Joe Biden needs to pick a woman of color. Because Sonny Hoskins, who's probably at least 25% white, she says that Joe Biden needs to pick somebody of color. Sonny Hoskins might be more than like 40% white. She's a very light-skinned chick. And the other girl's not too dark either. They got white blood, but they are sisters. Why we believe the VP must pick a black woman. What to consider? And the girl says, we got to play to win. Who resurrected your campaign, Joe Biden? South Carolina black folks, that's who did it. Because you were getting killed up there north. Pete Buttigieg was whooping your butt. What's her name? Elizabeth Warren? Bernie Sanders? She goes on to say, you got to get people excited to vote for you. Excited to vote for you. Why? Because you pick a black woman. That's what it takes. Don't you get it, man? All this BLM, all this black stuff that's popping up around you. Joe, we're giving you hints. Black people, black lives matter, black, you don't, they're black. I mean, I'm just saying, we're giving you hints, Joe. We resurrected your campaign. We're excited to vote for you. Remember that. That's what's going to get black people energized, if you pick a VP who's black and female. Because black men will love that. Because black men love black women. I mean, it's like the club. You pick the, you bring the woman, the men will follow. I guess. Dum 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 in the club. Dum dum. Says there's an embarrassment of riches out there. An embarrassment of riches is what it is. It's an embarrassment of riches when you look at the landscape of black women. These are all soul sisters, ethnocentric black racists. If you are the mayor, she brought up Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. And mayors of other big cities, I don't even know who they are, but she named off all these black mayors. See, this is the new stepping stone. These black women running cities into the ground, into default financial ruin. But hey, they'd make great VPs. Why not? You did it. Crazy old demented white guy. If you can do it, certainly you can pick a woman of color. She said it's a bottomless bucket. And it's funny to me the symbolism she would dare use. Because you know what we look at in the black community? We call crabs in the bucket. Nobody wanting to let the other person get out. And she's right. It's a bottomless bucket full of crabs because none of them are ever going to get out. Too stupid to say grace over, being honest with you. She says, if not in COVID times, who could bring out the people, Joe Biden? Do you really want an answer to that question? Okay, America, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Keisha Lance Bottoms is going to hold a rally. She's going to bring out the vote. Look, Keisha Lance Bottoms, I don't even know where she's the mayor of, but whatever city she's the mayor of, I dare Joe Biden to go to that city, forget COVID, say, let's have a rally, she's my choice, and bring the people out. And if they get a fraction, a serious fraction, if they couldn't get half the people that Donald Trump would bring out in the same city with 2 days' notice. But she says, there's excitement. This would bring excitement. Yeah, the same way Sarah Palin brought excitement to John McCain's campaign. And I don't know about you, I was optimistic. I didn't give a crap about Sarah Palin's credentials because I needed something to get me excited about John McCain. And you know how that worked out for us? We got crushed. We got crushed. And rightfully so. How dare you be exuberant over the number two? Let me put it to you another way, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Probably Trump voters, 99.9%. Got to leave that in there because you can't clean it all, right? So how many of you are excited about Mike Pence? Be honest. When Pence is added to the ticket, were you like, oh, man, that's what did it for me. It was when he chose Mike Pence. Let me just put this. No offense to VP Pence. Nice guy. Met him. Put a block in there, two brackets around, insert name here, and you still felt the same about Donald Trump. He could have picked Pence. He could have picked Ted Cruz. He could have picked Marco Rubio. I mean, You might find something to criticize about the VP, like in the pick. Well, you know, he did call Rubio, you know, little Marco or whatever. Fine. But at the end of the day, you voted for Donald Trump. See, the problem with these, what these women are telling you, I love explaining them. They're telling you, We can't get behind Joe Biden unless he does what we want. So now what's Joe Biden's problem? Oh, you're already ahead of me, I know, because you're a bright audience. Joe Biden, if he does not pick a black chick, he's in trouble. If he does pick a black chick, he's in trouble. Let me explain. Joe Biden picks a black chick. You know what the white women and the other base is going to say? We know why he did this. Squeaky wheel got the grease. But here's the big problem. Joe Biden, she admits, will be a one-term president at 78 and demented. Whoever he picks will be the person who would run the country in the event of his demise, which would happen before he even served out a first term, which, thank God, we won't have to worry about. But going ahead with this scenario, they know he's only serving one term. So this is a stepping stone for the next person. You want Stacey Abrams as your president? Who do you want really to run the country? Kamala Harris? Do you think if they didn't want Kamala Harris when she was running, do you think they want her when she's not running, when she's just the VP? And you already know that the person who's going to be in that spot is likely to inherit the presidency with Joe Biden. Who does he pick that's going to make people feel good about it that didn't run? Go through all the 20-something, the most presidential candidates in history. Go through them all, male or female, because Buttigieg may declare he's a woman to try to throw himself in the ring. Who knows? But go through them all and tell me which ones people would be comfortable as president. If he picked Bernie Sanders, he couldn't win. And Bernie is the most logical choice. I mean, other than being 100 years old, based on votes, take the two top vote getters. They're supposedly different politically, so it would be bringing in a whole new base. That's what would make sense, right? But he couldn't win even if he picked Bernie Sanders. How do you think he's going to win if he's picking these people? He can't. And they know it. Take care of the people who invited him on our side of the block is what you said. Racist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
New book, which I will plug for you. Say it louder. You outline how important black voters are in elections and for our democracy, which I agree with that. You said that Joe Biden's campaign needs a lot of help getting support with black voters. What does he need to change? What should he do?
So my book focuses on black voters, but also the role the media plays in covering black voters. And so I think because the media tends to center white people around every political conversation we have, that there's a mistake and an error on candidates' part to follow that narrative and to chase that appeal to people who left the party a long time ago. The last time Democrats won the majority white vote was in 1964. And so I think in this moment when we're reimagining America, previously voters of color could only see the possible. And even that seemed out of reach. At this moment, when we're reimagining this country, voters are seeing the impossible. So it's not a time to make safe choices. I think there are things that Joe Biden can do in terms of reaching out to grassroots organizations, obviously who he picks as his running mate. And, you know, I think, you know, he could be facing an increasingly progressive Congress. And so when you have people like Ricky Torres and Jabal Bowman winning congressional races, how are you going to work with a people who look at Obama, the historic great presidency of Barack Obama, as their floor and not their ceiling? They still have an Obama hangover. They still think everybody's supposed to give them goosebumps. They don't understand that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And so how will he excite people? And I think there are times where he's making an appeal to people who are middle of the road, or this false appeal to these swing voters. I don't exactly know what a swing voter is. If you're on the fence at this time, I question, what exactly are you considering? And I think when you walk the middle of the road in politics, you have a potential in this landscape to become political roadkill.
Boy, that was a mouthful, huh? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was a Democratic strategist, a young lady who appeared on The View, and she wrote a book called Say It Louder. Yeah, because black people aren't loud enough. Got to say it louder. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. Yeah. Oh, boy. Say it louder. How important black voters are for elections. The age-old question. A recurring theme in every election cycle. And I say to conservatives, my group is ready to get you the black vote anytime you want it. And here's what we'll do. We'll go out and we'll spread the truth. And we'll keep it going continually. Unhyphenated America talks about all the great things this country has brought to black folks. And we would put that in the face of blacks every single day, 24/7, viral social media content, etc. Running ads. All we need is money. All I need is for the NFL to give me $250 million over 10 years, $25 million a year, so I could really prove to you that black lives matter. In a good way. I could bring black folks into the American fold in such a way that we would eliminate it from the political discussion, because they would think of themselves as human beings and lucky to be human beings born in this country. But do you think that you can get conservatives to unite behind that? That stupid idea? That radical thing that would push back against BLM? Black voters. This good lady says she wants to talk about the role the media plays in covering black voters. She says the media centers white people around every political conversation. Can you believe there isn't a subject that comes up where black people are not centered around the conversation? And this woman wants you to believe that, no, it's too much appeal to white people. Why would you dare do that? Why would the candidates make a mistake to follow that narrative and chase that appeal when in 1964, that was the last time the Democrats won the majority of the white vote? White people decided in 1964, we are tired of being stupid, then we're not going to vote this way. We see where this trend is going. We're no longer going to support the Democratic Party. It's a party of racism. It's a party of appeasement of blacks. It's not the part. In fact, it is the party that is doing more damage to the black community, and we're done. Think about that for just a second. The Democrats were in control of cities. They're shooting water cannons on black people. They're sicking dogs on them. And white people went, I'm done. I see where this is headed, and it hasn't gotten any better. And she says, don't pay attention to those people. Why would you listen to them? I mean, if I was arguing with her, I'd go, well, let me ask you this. What was wrong with white people leaving the Democratic Party in 1964? What was wrong with it? It was LBJ, who was a racist. He was LBJ and I mean, can you imagine the party that they left? They left a party that was so bad against black people that when Kennedy went to Russia, Khrushchev sent him back and said, dude, don't come talk to me about human rights when you can't even treat your black people right. Shut up and go home, white boy. That's what that was about. She went on to talk about the reimagining of America. I love this. I love that. Reimagining what? Be ashamed. You can't accept your image. You need to reimage. And I think we played a clip the other day with everybody talking about reimagining the police. See, that's a new catchphrase for the left. Reimagining. It's not changing. It's not a radical thing. It's a reimage. I mean, aren't you guys interested in re-imaging us? Because, you know, we've got a lot of issues. She says, voters are seeing the... I couldn't remember. She said, voters are seeing the impossible. Oh, I think what she was saying there is, the impossible, what was prior, oh, you could never win with a black woman VP, that's now possible because of the re-imaging of America. But see, there was so much, this thing is full of jewels, I swear to you. So she then goes on to say, Joe Biden's got to stop making the safe choices, what he thinks are the safe choices. He's got to see the impossible is now the possible. So she then says, I love this part. He's got to reach out to grassroots organizations. Well, who would he reach out to? The Tea Party? So he's reaching out to Black Lives Matter and Antifa, which is why Joe has taken this new stance on how he views the police. So there's that. He needs to look at his running mate. She doesn't go on to say that he needs to pick a woman of color, but that's what she's saying. And then she says he might face an increasingly progressive Congress, maybe, and she picks out two people that won their elections. That's the reason. And I love this part. This is my favorite part. You got to stop looking at Obama as the floor and rather than the ceiling. And what she says is he was the best president ever, and we're trying to use him as this is our baseline, and now we're going to go even higher. She says, you're not going to get any higher than that ceiling. That's as good as it gets. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. That's what she said. And as she extolled the virtues, extolled all the praise you can imagine on the presidency of Barack Obama and said, stop using that as your floor. That's your ceiling. You're somewhere in between, Joe Biden. Don't try to outdo baby black Jesus. And she says, this middle-of-the-road appeal, how dare you go back to try to get them? How dare you? This false appeal to the swing voter. She says, there's no such thing. You've either made up your mind or you haven't. I'll ask you, America, have you made up your mind, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? Can Joe Biden swing you over? I believe many people have made up their mind. You've heard me make the predictions. I said Donald Trump will get 70 million people in the popular vote, more than any time in history. That part of the iceberg that's under the water it may look smaller up top. It is 10 times larger than it was. Well, that's not true. But it's geometrically larger than it was in 2016. There's much more ice clinging to the bottom of that thing. You better know it. He says, you can't be on the fence at this point. She's exactly right. I want you, as I said, we talked about this ad nauseum, but I want you to put yourself in the mind of a person living life the right way in this country. Asking their kids to study hard, go to school, do the right thing, running businesses, doing the right thing, paying their taxes, etc. And they're afraid to go out. They're afraid to be normal. They're afraid to talk about the issues that they've talked about for most of their lives. And they've talked about it in a very couched fashion. Not the way I talk about stuff. I talk about race no matter what. I have not changed in decades. And how I address race issues. But they've even been ginger about how they do it. They've been trained in how to think about it. And you know what? It's gotten worse. And they see it. They're like, my kid can get attacked by just being white. I now have places in America I can't go. I remember as a black kid growing up, I remember going on I was on a sales meeting and I was in the South somewhere and they said, oh, we ought to go such and such, some bar. And somebody goes, yeah, but Kevin can't go. I was like, what do you mean I can't go? They said, you can't go because they don't like black people. I said, we can go to the bar. Trust me, we can go. But there are people in America, white folks, who don't think they can go in the cities. They're afraid.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.